Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful. The following Jummah khutbah was given by Shaykh Hafiz Abdul Wahid in North Zone Masjid of Islamic Society of Greater Houston on January 16, 1997.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولن يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد نصركم الله ببدر وأنتم أذلة فاتقوا الله لعلكم تشكرون. إذ تقول للمؤمنين ألن يكفيكم أن يمدكم ربكم بثلاثة آلاف من الملائكة منزلين. بلى إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين. وما جعله الله إلا بشرى لكم ولتطمئن قلوبكم به، وما النصر إلا من عند الله العزيز الحكيم. ليقطع طرفا من الذين كفروا أو يكبتهم فينقلبوا خائبين. صدق الله العظيم. These are few verses from Surah Ali Imran, and the translation of these verses is: and Allah has already made you victorious at Badr, when you are a weak little force. So fear Allah much, that you may be grateful. Remember when you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said to the believers, is it not enough for you that your Lord, means Allah, should help you with 3,000 angels sent down? Yes, if you hold on to patience and piety, and the enemy comes rushing at you, your Lord will help you with 5,000 angels, having marks of distinction. Allah made it not but as a message of good news for you and as an assurance to your hearts. And there is no victory except from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise, that He might cut off a part of those who disbelieve or expose them to infamy, so that they retire frustrated. May I ask today what day of Ramadan, what date is today? 17th of Ramadan today. And obvious, this day is Jummah. We are very happy. Alhamdulillah, we got up peacefully at Suhoor, we ate, and we started our fasting. But go back to 1417 years back, in second Hijri, on the same day, on the same date, where was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Was he sitting peacefully in the masjid listening khutbah or delivering khutbah? Were sahaba peacefully fasting, sleeping and enjoying the business of their days? No, they were in battlefield. Ghazwatul Badr al-Kubra happened on the 17th of Ramadan on Friday, Yawm al-Jumu'ah. The previous night, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in his small place built for him specially in the battlefield, raising his head, doing dua, asking for the help of Allah. And he was too much serious in his dua and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Abu Bakr Siddiq said, "O Prophet of Allah, hold on, hold on, stop it." He was raising hand and asking Allah, "O Allah, you have promised me that you will help me. O Allah, I remind you your promise, which never fails." While he was raising his hand, his shawl fell down. Abu Bakr Siddiq put it again on the shoulder of the Prophet ﷺ. And Prophet ﷺ was saying, "Ya Allah, if these people, that happened when war started, they fight. If these few people who are fighting for your cause, if they are killed today, no one after the day of judgment will worship you on this planet of earth. Ya Allah, do you want this happen?" That was question mark to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Do you want that you should not be worshipped thereafter?" Upon this, Abu Bakr Siddiq requested him, "Ya Rasulullah, enough, enough, enough. Allah will help you." And that was second Hijrah, 17th of Ramadan, and Friday, when 300, about 13 Muslims were in battlefield, having only two horses, when on the opposite side were 100 horses. The Muslims having only six shields, while the opposite side having 600 shields. 70 camel on Muslim side and 1000 camel on other side. They were fully prepared for war, while the Muslims, they were not. They came for another expedition, but Allah made them to fight with the kuffar. And in this fight, only 17 Muslims were martyred. Sorry, 14 Muslims were martyred. And the non-believers, kuffar, 70 were killed and 70 were captured. All their big shaitans, they were killed, including the Fir'aun of this ummah, Abu Jahl. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "He is Fir'aun of this ummah." you will see the difference of our Fir'aun and Fir'aun of Musa alayhi salam. When the Fir'aun of Musa alayhi salam, he was drowning, he declared Shahada. He said, I believe in that Allah, in which the Banu Israel, they believe. He declared Shahada, but Allah said, no, it is too late. But what happened with Abu Jahl? It is narrated in Hadith that when war was about to start, Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was standing ready for fight. He said, when I observed to my right, I saw a young man, about 70, 16. And then I looked to my left, again there was a young man. And I was disappointed to see weak people on my both sides. After a while, one of the young men asked, oh uncle, where is Abu Jahl? Who is Abu Jahl? He said, what you will do with him? He said, I heard that he cursed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I swear by Allah that if I see him, my body will not be away from his body until any one of us is killed. Then the second person who was to his left, he asked the same thing. Where is Abu Jahl? After a while, when Abu Jahl was making round in his army, Abdul Rahman bin Auf told them, look, that is Abu Jahl. Then these two young, they jumped into the war and they tried their best. One of them was Ma'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The other one was Mu'awwid. The Ma'az reported that I looked the way to jump into the circle which was around Abu al-Hakam. He was known among the people of Quraysh, Abu al-Hakam. But among the Muslims, Abu Jahl. And I heard a voice that encircle Abu Hakam, no one should come closer to him. And it was just like a fence around him, fence of the bushes. There were men protecting him. He said, I was waiting to find out the way to get in. And I got the chance to get in. When I get in, I attacked on him. Abu Jahl's leg was cut off. But immediately his son Ikrimah, he warred on me. He attacked me. And he cut my arm. But it was not fully cut. It started hanging. He said, I did not fear. I kept on fighting. But then I realized that it is a hurdle in my fight. I put my arm under my feet and I pulled it. Thereafter Abu Jahl was hurt on the ground. The other person, Mu'awwid, he came and he killed him. Later on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reported that Abu Jahl is gone, he is killed. When fight was over, Muslims were victorious. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Sahaba for the search of the body of Abu Jahl to be sure that he is killed. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I found the body in battlefield lying down. I hold his beard to cut off the throat, but still he was living. Abu Jahl was living. And he asked me some questions. He asked, what happened with the war? Who is victorious? He said, Rasulullah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are victorious. Then he asked to this Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then he put his feet on it, on the death, that you are killing a man who is more honorable person. Look, he was on deathbed. And he is saying that you are killing a man who is more honorable one. And then he asked him, oh, shepherd of the goats, you have put yourself on a very high place. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he was a shepherd in Makkah. And he reminded him the same thing. You have put yourself on very high and hard place. Means you will be revenged. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud then said, I cut throat of Abu Jahl. And then I took to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his throat and showed him. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was happy. And thereafter he came and he saw himself the body. So this was the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time pointed out that he is the Fir'aun of my Ummah. That the Fir'aun of Musa alayhi salam, he declared Shahada, saying death in front of him. But this person, look, he was still saying that you are killing a most honorable person. So this is the war which was fought. First war in Islam, and personally Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. Had there been not this war, then had there been Muslims defeated, then according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this planet thereafter. But Allah then helped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by sending the angels as they recited the verses. 3,000 angels, 5,000 angels came to help Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all the believers, all the Muslims. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you help Allah, Allah will help you. Means, if you help the religion of Allah, if you help the cause of Allah, then Allah will help you. It means, the help of Allah is dependent on your effort, on your help. If this rule is clear till the day of judgment, then why we say that Allah is not helping us? We are being beaten in Palestine. We are being beaten in different parts of the world. Recently in Bosnia and another part of the world. And Allah is not helping us because we are not helping Allah. We are not helping the religion of Allah. We only enjoy the life and we do the easy things. Fasting is nowadays very much easy. 12 hours fasting. You do not feel hunger, you do not feel thirst. If a person is unable to fast in these days of the year, then he is not able to fast any other day. So this is a very easy job, fasting nowadays. But there are other jobs also which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed himself. I remember scholars say that this is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fight in the battlefield. Yes, alhamdulillah. The people, they normally prefer the small sunnah and they forget the big sunnah. Although I say no sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is small. All the sunnah are big. But there are hard sunnahs and easy sunnahs. We are after easy sunnahs. And we are forgetting hard sunnahs. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did fight with the non-believers even during the month of Ramadan. If our Prophet did perform this sunnah, Can anyone claim from among the millions of Muslims that he also performed this sunnah on the same day or during the same month? None of us. There are very few believers, they are performing this sunnah. And they will keep on performing till the day of judgment. As Rasulullah said, that jihad will remain till the day of judgment. And you can see in different parts of the world, the Muslims, they are still fighting. They are still fighting. But unfortunately, most of the fights are based on nationalism. Very few of these are to protect Islam. Our most of the rulers, but we can say all the rulers in Muslim countries, they only protect the land. They do not protect the Islam. See, they are protecting their land. They are not protecting the Islam. Islam is not being protected by anyone, with a few exceptions, maybe. But most of them, they are protecting land. But these are mujahideen. It is your duty to find where they are. And how can we help them? We must help them physically or at least monetarily. Find out first, that is the best place for your zakah in this month of Ramadan. There are 8 categories. The best top one is fi sabilillah. Those who are fighting for the cause of Allah. They are the best place for your zakah during this month. Find out, search for them, where are they? Still, they are in need. They are fighting in Kashmir. They are fighting in Palestine. They are fighting in Philippines. Different parts of the world they are. Don't forget them. At least help them. So I only remind you during this month that always keep all sunnah of Rasulullah in mind and don't pick up only the easy one and forget the big sunnah of Rasulullah and hard one. Although, as I said, no sunnah of Rasulullah is small. Because if you ignore any sunnah of Rasulullah, thinking it is a small one, you may be one day ignoring the big sunnah, which you consider as big sunnah of Rasulullah. And ignoring one sunnah of Rasulullah, Prophet said, Man raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni. Anyone who ignores my sunnah, he is not from me. He did not differentiate the big sunnah or small sunnah, this and that. There is no small sunnah, they said. Maulana Ihtisham al-Haq Thanvi, rahmatullah alayhi, in Karachi, he used to say, in one of his khutbah, he said, people, they disobey. And this is also disobedience of Prophet if you ignore his sunnah, if you ignore his order. He said, you cannot ignore one small spark of fire. If you ignore spark of fire in your home or in your dress, what will be the result? It will burn your whole clothes, your body even. Or it can burn your whole house. So, small spark is dangerous for the life, for the house, for the property. No wise man can ignore it. Same way, no wise man can ignore small disobedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Small disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba, they were far ahead. Even though it is not sunnah, they try to find out. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was going to Makkah with his ghulam, with him, servant. On one place, he got down from the camel and he went a little bit away and he sat over there as if he is urinating. Afterwards, he came back again jumped on the camel and left the place. The ghulam said, Ya Ali, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you did the thing that is amazing for me. You went out, you went over there, and you sat over there as if you are urinating, and you did not urinate, and you came back and went. He said, Yes, I remember once I was traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got down and he urinated over here. He urinated over here, and I, although he was not obliged to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but for the love of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I did not want to pass this place without performing the thing which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed. Even though I did not need to urinate. I did not need to use restroom, but I did because my beloved Prophet did the same thing. But you can say this. This was not sunnah. We were not mukallaf to do this. But Sahabi, they went too far. Therefore, don't ignore any sunnah by treating it. It is small, it is micro, it is this and that. Especially this sunnah, keeping your pants above the ankle. Many people, they think this is small sunnah. And this is the sunnah. Can it be small sunnah on which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned threat of hellfire? He did warn. Hellfire is more suitable place for the ankles which are covered with the pant or shalwar or with the izar. He said hellfire. Can you think this is a small sunnah on which the hellfire is set? No. So you don't know which is small, which is big. Go and follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even for jihad, go for jihad. And if those people are going for jihad, help them. This is a defaq. To stay away from jihad or stopping the people from jihad. Some people, they say me, why you talk about jihad? Don't talk. CIA is always after you. This and after every imam. In every masjid there are something which are recording this and that. Subhanallah. Our own Muslim brothers, they are making us fears. Then I place before you this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which happened on this day during the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to remember and to do amal on each and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين والمؤمنات إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رب الرؤوف الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.